Blog Talk Radio.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Even today, don't it? Welcome to Journey of Light on a Thursday afternoon, everybody. Glad that you are here and you're in for a great show here this afternoon as a brand new guest, Sonic Nova, is joining me as she's joining Journey into the Light, and she does many different facets that you're really going to love. Psychic medium, medical intuitive, certified remote viewer, relationships co-expert, and I know that's a big one here on the show, as I've been doing this show now 8 years, and I think the number one question is relationships, without a doubt. So, really, really looking forward to this, and we invite your calls. We'll probably take a couple calls here before we end this program. So dial on into the number. You guys know the number. It's posted on the screen, but in case you need it, 347-884-8245, or Skype on into the show. Skype button is located next to the phone number here on the show page. And I'll be live here in 2 hours with another program, and then later this evening here on Journey in the Light. And thank you for the folks that have been sending your prayers to everybody here in Oklahoma. We've had some really severe weather. That was Tuesday night. Some light, how do you say light, small tornadoes? Only in Oklahoma do you say that. But some small tornadoes were in the metro area, causing us some damage. Many listeners know that I was in a big F5 tornado 3 years ago here in Oklahoma. And I tell you, Tuesday night after I got done with my show, things got really scary here. Walls were shaking and windows were just bubbling, and just I really was really worried and praying, asked my angels for protection for me and my wife and our community here. And thank God we were saved. And I was worrying about the power because my wife is on oxygen, and the angels saved us from that, as well as just down the block from us, actually, probably, I don't know, less than half a mile from us, power was all knocked down, and due to very strong winds, close to 90 miles an hour or so. Anyway, so thanks everybody for your prayers. I appreciate it very, very much for the state and the community. All right, so as you guys are calling on into the show, chat room is open as well. If you want to hop on in there, you can also put your area code and first name in there, and we'll bring you up into the show even earlier. So there you go. Just put your area code and first name in there. And, okay, and on with the show. So let's go to my switchboard here, and let's bring in my guest here, Sonic, to the show the first time. Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. Well, it's great to have you here, and being a brand new member to Journey in the Light, folks are kind of, you know, wondering. My first question to you is, can you tell the folks how you got started doing what you're doing? You do psychic medium. Have you always been a medium, like as a child, or
yes.
When did this all kick in? Yeah.
I was literally, what I tell people is I was literally born awake. And it was really scary because in my family, I wasn't born to a family of intuitives that knew exactly what was going on. So my mom was a clinical psychologist. My dad was an entrepreneur, businessman. And the family that I was born to, you know, as I grew up, like, they could tell from a very young age that I had these special gifts. But it wasn't something that they could relate to, let me put it that way. So it was really challenging. It was extremely challenging. And I saw ghosts. I saw, like, werewolves and all kinds of creepy things in my room, you know, in other people's houses. So I always had the gift of sight, you know. And what I tell people is that I was born awake with a holographic brain, is what I call it, a holographic third eye that can see in, you know, like 3D or 4D. So it's been a very interesting journey. And when I was younger, I really shunned. I did do readings since I was very, very young. Like, I started doing readings since I was 5 years old. And I would read for my friends. And my friends would freak out a lot because when I would read for them, it'd be super duper accurate. And so I've been like that my whole life. And you know, I always tried to hide other powers, if you like, mind powers, which were telekinesis, and I shut that down because I scared one of my family members half to death. you know, when they walked in on me and I was flying a whole bunch of clothes over my head and opening and closing doors with my mind, drawers of my closet drawers, you know, so... So that ended, unfortunately, but I was telekinetic as well.
Wow. I've never interviewed anyone that saw werewolves. That is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I saw what I call the astral plane, and it was exhibiting itself in my room, underneath the a desk that I had in my bedroom, and other places in the house. And when really weird things would happen, I could see what it was. And I could make it go away. So it's very interesting. So I can also get rid of, like, I can do what, you know, supposed priests can do, which is, I call it spirit extractions or entity extractions. And I was able to heal since a very, very young age. My dad was having... I think he was having like an aneurysm. I was like 4 or 5 years old and I knew it. And I made my spirit body fly over to my dad's bed and reduced the amount of the aneurysm because it could have killed him. And the next morning he woke up, you know, with his like a little bit of a droop on his left side. So I've had those skills too my whole life.
Wow. That's really fascinating. And you know, I was going to ask you, as far as you mentioned, you do what priests do. You can do that, and they do exorcisms. As far as you know,
right.
Demonic forces.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you look at it as demonic forces also?
What I look at it as is a distorted energy. Is really what I call it. I call it energy distortions. And it's an energy that is, you know, yes, you could call it demonic. Sometimes I do see demons and big ones that I've dealt with, you know. So it just depends, you know, and it depends on what the circumstances are around the person and what's going on with them. So, you know, it really depends on each and every case that I deal with. But I'm kind of like... in the movie Poltergeist, remember the little lady? And I was taking care of all those demons, but I don't need machines to clear them out. You know, I do that because I have been guided by archangels on how to remove the entities out of people's bodies, out of their homes, and been quite successful in my practice in doing that. And I have to admit something, that part of that is because I've spent... since I was like 6 months old to probably about 5, maybe 10 years old, I spent a lot of time in what I call the astral planes. And the astral planes is where we dump all our garbage, our mental garbage. So that's where Stephen King pulls out all of his stuff for his books, you know, terror, horror movies. They all come from the astral plane. And sometimes there are... you know, some really bad people here that practice what I call the black arts, black magic, and they bring those entities to this realm, to our realm, to try and attack and hurt other people. That's exactly what they're trying to do with CERN right now, you know, as they're trying to open up those gateways, you know, to other dimensions that are pretty dark and what I call distorted energies. So that's basically, I'm kind of like a cleaning lady, you could say. Because I spent so much time, you know, as a child doing astral traveling, going to that realm, that I'm very familiar with it. Not intentionally, by the way, but it just happened to be that I would escape a situation with my mother because she was very abusive with me, and I just basically would leave my body, which is what you call out-of-body experiences. And I ended up in that realm, and I ended up being, you know, becoming an expert of it. And a warrior of it, because when I would go there, I would fend off demons and creepy things, you know, that people get really creeped out on. So that's also a part of my practice and what I do. And how I got so good at it is because I spent a lot of time, you know, traveling those realms and getting to know. And at the core of it, I gotta say, Mike, is that the real core of it is that it is a distorted energy. It's a creation of a being, a living being, that has created that distorted, creepy energy. And the place where all that stuff goes, it's like the trash can. I call it the psychic trash can of the planet, is the fourth dimension, which is the astral plane. And that's where those things come from usually. They're not really coming from our realm. So I've had experiences where there have been actually entities that people would really get creeped out, you know, like vampires. And there was a vampire in Las Vegas, a real vampire, no fake stuff, that walked into a supermarket or a mini mart or something. And a friend of mine had told me about this, and that occurrence had happened 2 or 3 months ago in her son was involved, because he was at that mini mart and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and this thing just came in and was flying in, you know, above the ground, and everybody was freaked out, and stuff like that happens. And this creature, I was in my house, and all of a sudden he started talking to me from the outside, and I said, I don't want to see you, and I don't want you in my house. And I actually, you know, he asked me, he said, will you send me back to my realm, because I don't belong here. And I said yes. And the next morning when I woke up and opened up my sliding glass door to our backyard, there was a chair where I told him to put, like, we had like chairs, you know, to lay in the sun, and the chair was exactly where I'd asked him to put it. And the chair before that was on the porch, not in the grass area where I had asked him to sit, so that I could transition him back. So that's a real story.
Wow.
Not just a fiction story. So weird things like that have happened my whole life. So I feel like it's an energy that gets transfixed into a, if you like, what would appear to be like a living thing, or a living, you know, person, or a dead person, if you like. But it's all, you know, it's all foundationally energy. You know, and at the core of it, since I've had 2 near-death experiences and have gone, you know, I tell people I've gone back home and come back here, I know that it's all energy, and that we perceive it here. We perceive things black or white. We see them as positive or negative, because we live in a third-dimensional realm. So our judgment is about, are you good or are you bad? You know, is it a good thing? But at the perception that I experienced when I had my 2 near-death experiences was not like that at all. It's just energy, and it's like a distorted energy. You know, like you were talking about what happened to you with the hurricane. You know, it's kind of like that's a force of nature, but it's kind of like a distortion of nature to clean things up. So there's a purpose for everything, including the stuff, you know, that people experience.
How do you stay protected dealing with all these, you know, vampires and demons?
I'm glad
and all
you
that?
Asked. Okay, so here's the bottom line with people, okay? The bottom line, and like I said, because I've had so much experience with that, is your heart at your soul, not at your soul level, but at your human level, at your, if you like, at the, what I would call the ego personality. Okay, I put it all together as one. Are you corruptible? Because that's how people get hurt by these things. And I tell people, if you don't know how to mess with this, don't play with fire. Just like people that try and play with the dark arts, black magic, don't play with something you're going to get burnt. So it's kind of the same thing. And how I deal with them, it's very simple, is I'm able to transmute them and send them to another place. And I don't send them back to the astral plane, because then they can be summoned back in, literally summoned. You know, that's what people do with seances. I also tell people don't play with Ouija boards, and kids especially, because that opens up a dimensional doorway to that realm. So if you don't know how to send those things back, it's a better idea not to play with a Ouija board, because it is a doorway to that. To basically what I call the fourth dimension, or, you know, the astral plane and where those entities live. So the way that I deal with them and the way I don't get hurt by them, initially, this has all progressed, by the way, Mike. when I first started doing this, I would call all the archangels to protect me, and I would put the archangels in all four directions. And one time, I had Metatron that came in, Archangel Metatron, and he basically told me, he said, you know, this is what you need to do to protect yourself. You don't need all of us. You can just do this, this process of protecting yourself, and then as soon as you're done protecting yourself, then you can send them to whatever realm you choose, because they don't belong here. They don't, like, we archangels, you know, can come in for a brief moment and go away. And like you were talking about your angels protecting you, you know, they can come in briefly, and they can come in either they, and I've had those experiences too, where they show up out of nowhere. You know, you're about to fall and a car is about to run you over, and this being grabs you, pulls you out, you know, from being run over, and then you turn around and that whatever grabbed you is gone. You know, and that to me is like the archangels coming in to physical form briefly and then moving on to their realm, because obviously they don't belong here either. This is our realm, not theirs. The human realm and the physical realm. So the way I deal with it is I don't allow, I'm not corruptible, if you like. You know, so they can't corrupt me, they can't coerce me and say, well, you know, we're going to promise you all this wealth and we're going to promise you this and we're going to promise you that. And I did have somewhat of a, you know, I wouldn't say a battle, but a bantering going on when I was in Vegas, because I was at one point living, you know, couch surfing in other people's houses, homeless, and that's happening to a lot of people now, right now in the U.S., that people are losing their homes and they're having to move in with family or friends. And they were trying to tempt me. And I basically, I always have told them, I've said, I'll always find a way. And you're not the way. So, you know, I'd rather starve than sign any contracts with you beings, because you beings are distorted and sick, you know. And mm-hmm. I've created some very good karma for myself this lifetime, and I'm not about to destroy that based on, you know, you offering me, you know, and that happens a lot. You know, that happens a lot to a lot of, you know, people that are in that kind of situation, and this entity comes in and goes, I'm going to promise you all the wealth and good and blah, 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 and they get it, and in the end, they end up being trapped by it. You know, and we've seen that with movie stars. We've seen that with rock and roll stars. You know, we've seen that with all these people that have signed up with, like, what you call, you know, the mass media or the commercial media, if you like, you know, that you sign a contract with them, you're theirs forever, and they get to choose what they do with you. You know, so, you know, I've shied away from that. I've had the ABC agencies come to me and ask me to work for them, and I've refused, because I've told them how dark they are and that I'm not going to work for, if you like, Darth Vader. You know.
Yeah.
So I've stayed away from them. You know, and now it's all being revealed. You know, we're in a time that I call the sea of glass, which means that we're going to become all very transparent, and our deeds are going to be very transparent, and that's what's happening, and that's where we are right now, you know, as everybody's deeds are being, all your laundry is being exposed, you know, and if you have dirty laundry, hey, it's going to be right there up front and center, and people who choose to see that are going to see it, so.
Yeah, you're seeing
interesting
that.
Interesting time we live in. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're seeing that throughout. I mean, yesterday, how, you know, Dennis Hassert, a former Speaker of the House, you know, how he molested four boys when he was a wrestling coach. I mean, horrible. And one of those boys committed suicide. Speaker of the House. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. It's very sick. I mean, we're not having just that problem here in the U.S. We're having it in the U.K., you know, and all people have to do is a little quick search, you know, on, you know, this planet at this point in time, this world that these people have created. And I tell people the church is no different than the courts, and the courts are no different than the church. And a lot of people get angry with me, you know, especially religious people that are into Christianity, when I tell them it's a story that was made up to control you. The whole thing was. And there's pieces, you know, and when they say, well, you know, this has happened and that has happened in Genesis, and I go, yeah, they control it. They manipulate it into happening. You know, so Nostradamus, no different. you know, they create the Twin Tower thing. You know, they do all these things, and it's very deceptive. And that's basically part of what a demon does, is they create deception, you know, that people buy it. So it's very interesting, and I tell people nowadays you need to have 5 bodies to be highly educated in and knowledgeable. One is your legal body, because really law here, this is a lawless land. And like you said, I mean, you know, in Europe right now, they're stealing children from people and child services, just like they're doing here. You know, they're stealing your children because you don't know that you've turned them over to them. So, you know, the whole world at this point, you know, this world that the Vatican created, and I will say that, and it was before Rome. You know, Rome was before that, and Babylon was before that, and we can get into the Anunnakis, and we can get into the two groups of Anunnakis that came here, a good group and a bad group, if you like, that basically their seeds, you know, are now, you know, in positions of power and destroying the planet, you know, because what I perceive from them is that it's not about, you know, protecting life. It's about, you know, being jealous and hating, you know, what I call creation, what I call the mother and creation, and trying to duplicate it. And there's some very strange things happening, you know, on the planet. And I'm a remote viewer, so I can see what happens in Area 51. You know, I can see where they've moved all the ETs. They've moved them to other bases, and they're not doing that in Area 51. As a matter of fact, right now they're doing, you know, they're doing geoengineering. You know, they're doing research of how to do the same thing that happened in Atlantis. You know, making a man that has a goat head, you know, into, you know, and doing all the crazy things that they did in Atlantis before it fell. And we're kind of in those times, you know. We definitely are in those times where they're doing genetic engineering, if you like, where they shouldn't mess with it. All kinds of things that are popping up like that all over the planet.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
That we're seeing.
Wow.
We're seeing all of it on YouTube because everybody has a camera now, you know, so everybody can take pictures and videos. So there's
right.
No denying it, you know, except for the BS also that's out there on the internet. You know, because there is a lot of BS on the internet, a lot of, like, fake, if you like, videos that they CGI
right.
and do all that. But you could tell CGI from real things, you know.
Yeah,
so we're in a very interesting time.
A lot of misinformation. Yeah,
a
for
lot.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot. You really have to use your intuition and use your guidance as what, you know, what resonates as real and what doesn't. You know, what feels, you know, like it's resonating with you is like, wow, that is real, or that's a bunch of fake stuff. You know, the same with a lot of the UFOs right now are government UFOs, world government UFOs, I should say. You know, the secret government, if you like, that's not so secret anymore. You know, a lot of the stuff that is, you know, and I have to discern that when I see things in the sky and I see people taking pictures. I go, oh, that's government, that's government, that's, oh, no, that's a real UFO.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's
right.
very interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be just fascinating, you know, all the shows that we do, because you're
sure.
so involved. You got so much you do. It's just so fascinating. So, I'm so looking forward to it. I did want to bring some of the callers in to speak with you that
sure.
people have been holding. That would be great. How do people get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Well, it's really simple. My website is Sonic Nova, so Sonic like a sonic boom, you know, S-O-N-I-C,
mm-hmm.
and Nova like a star that's going Nova, N-O-V-A .net, and my phone number's on there, my email's on there, my Skype is on there, and how to set up an appointment with me. If people do call me, what I usually do is I ask them instead to email me their questions. I do have on my website, I do have a chat box that people can chat with me. I don't charge for chatting there, so they get to know me. And then for the people that feel really, really comfortable with me, they can actually just, you know, schedule an appointment. There's a page right on my website that's actually the services page, and it tells you schedule an appointment. It has a little a pop-up window that comes up that basically says it's services, and then it says readings, phone or Skype, and then schedule an appointment. It gives you instructions, you know, step by step. And I have my little chat thing that people can come and chat with me. And I'm the one that answers it. So, hey.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. That's the first website I've seen like that on my show with my guests. So that's really neat.
Yeah.
That's, you got a great website. Yeah.
Thank you. I love it.
It's very, very expansive. So, yeah, let's go to the phone lines. And we do have all the contact information here for Sonic here on the show page. Folks, here, right where the bio is, right there, you got the phone number and a website. All that is right there. So easy to find. Let's go to the phone lines here. So please go to your phones. The number 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone if you want to come on air, and we're going to go first. Area code 814 in Pennsylvania. Can we get your first name?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. I have a question.
Sure.
It's to do with a relationship.
Sure.
Do you see an old relationship? Well, it's not really old. A past relationship. My ex-boyfriend getting back with me.
Can I ask you, you know, usually, and I want to do this on the show, I hope you don't mind. I like to ask people's, like, first name, their date of birth, and your ex that you're asking about. So, Amy, what's your date of birth? Because that's how energetically I connect to your vibrational frequency and your boyfriend's.
July 20th, 1971.
71. And what's his?
His name's Scott, and it's August 10th, 1969.
August 10th, 59, right? Okay,
69.
Cool. 69? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And what's your question about Scott? I know he's an ex-flame of yours, but...
Do you see us getting back?
Okay, so here's what I do so that the audience knows what I'm doing. Is what I do is I tune into Scott's vibrational frequency and his energy, and I can read his thoughts, his mind. I am a mind reader. I can do that. And I also remote view what's going on in his life at the time that the person asks me, that Amy's asking me. And then I get into the feelings of how he feels about you. So in order to unravel this, I'm going to okay, so I feel like there's a lot of sadness about your – from Scott, by the way, and from you too, actually. It was like a – it ended prematurely. The relationship ended because of the circumstances around it. So I understand why you're asking if there is going to be reconciliation. And I do see that this happened like a while back, that this is not something that happened like 2 months ago. Is that correct?
No, it was in March.
What's that? In March?
It happened in March.
In March. Okay. So we're here in April. And Scott is feeling sad about it. He is feeling, he feels like there's something that you guys have that he wants to rekindle. But at the same time, what's pulling him back from not contacting you is that he feels like there's something in the relationship. There's something that you do that is not going to change. Like there's something that really irritates him. You know, some part of your personality, something that you do that really, and that's what's holding him back from contacting you. So I don't know if you guys had conversations about this or not, but if you can actually work on this, then I do see that he would contact you back, or you could contact him and say, hey, I'm working on this. You know, I know it really bothers you, and I want to be able to, you know, clear it out of my personality so that we can be together because you mean that much to me. But do I see him directly contacting you? I think it's going to take a mutual contacting. Like, I don't see him moving forward at this point in time, you know, like this week or next week. I think it's going to take more like you either texting him or somehow getting a hold of him, you know, and making him aware that, hey, you know, I want to be with you and I want to make this work.
I have told him in person. I've texted him. I've done everything.
Right. And he's just basically keeping to himself, right? Like I'm saying
right. Yeah.
Yep. So what I would say is give him some time, okay? I wouldn't continue, like, texting him, and you've done what you can, okay? And you can basically just let him stew and sit. But I do see, you know, you could send him a text saying, look, you know, what is it between us that, you know, that caused you to pull away, you know, and are you willing to talk to about it with me or not? And at this point, I'm really seeing like he's really pulled away and that he is holding back and not really wanting to have that contact with you because he's still going through the process of, you know, deciding if he wants to move forward or not with you.
Okay.
So I wouldn't, like, if you've been, you know, if there's a lot of texting, you need to, the other thing I advise clients when they're like this, okay, and they really want to reunite with their partner, is the moment, and this is something that all males and females, we all do this, okay, when we're very attached to somebody, we want to hold on to them, right, and we want to make sure that we're going to get what we want, our little ego wants that. But if you pull your energy back into yourself, stop thinking about them and distract yourself with other things in your life, like pull your energy back away from him because we are all psychic, okay? We all pick up the frequencies of one another, and especially when we've been intimate with each other, we have a tendency to be, you guys still have cords, you're still very connected. Because I do see those energetic cords between the two of you. And if you pull your energy, okay, you pull your love back, your energy, your attention away from him. Like you just like, you know when you get mad at someone and you just go, and you close the door? You know what I mean energetically?
Yeah.
Amy, do that. Yeah. Okay? You're not mad at him, but you're going to just like suck your energy in. And the moment you do that, and I've told this to, God, so many of my clients lately, that have been like you, you know, they really want the contact, and the moment they just pull their energy back, you know, and they just go, and they can't feel you anymore, they freak out and they contact you. Seriously.
Okay.
So if you really want him to contact you, you're going to have to pull your energy back and not think about him, and just like if you were really mad at him and you just went, you know, and you closed the door energetically and emotionally, and you're not emotionally even connected to him, he'll feel the loss of your presence, you know, and he'll actually come running to you, and he'll contact you. But if you don't do that, he's not going to contact you. See, the more that we, like, think about somebody else, and the more we're like, I want to see him, and I did that too in my relationship. When we were having a rough patch, you know, and my partner, my life partner, contacted me right away. You know, it was like a week after I did that, and I just distracted myself, and I was like, well, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. And that's what I kept, that was my mantra. If this relationship is not meant to be, so be it. I'm moving on. And the moment I did that a week later, he called me. And we weren't living in the same household at the time. He was in Arizona, I was in California.
Mm-hmm.
So that should tell you something, okay? So that is my little trick for people that want to get back together, is to pull your energy totally into yourself and not even think about them. And think like if you were on the other side, wearing the other foot, you know, you were the one that was kind of like pushing you away and not really wanting to be with you. And kind of that kind of energy is the one that works the best. So I hope that helps you.
It does. It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Well, thanks for your call there. We need to move on to some more callers here, so thank you. A lot of people calling on in. Let's go next to area code 914. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Melissa from New York.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello. I've been working a couple of months at a hotel. And it's like, we get like 17 to 25 rooms. And it's like four people there, but it's like so exhausting. At the end of the day, I just feel like I have no energy. And it's like now they want me to finish by 5 o'clock in the afternoon versus when I'm done. And I want everything perfect, and I just don't do you still see me here, or
I think you need to get yourself a new job and not have a new job happen because you got fired. You know, it's really interesting when those kind of situations come up and we're not dissatisfied, we're dissatisfied with the place that we're at or the job that we're at, circumstances will come around us, you know, and I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want it to be a circumstantial thing where all of a sudden you're booted out of there. So there's a preparation here, and you're really good at what you do, okay, in terms of cleaning rooms and doing all that. And there's other jobs. There's tons of jobs like that available in New York. You know, you're in the Big Apple, that I would highly suggest, recommend that you start looking, you know, on job boards and other places and putting in your application and going and interviewing with them, because this company is treating their employees really poorly, and you don't deserve that. You know, you need to go to a place where they're going to treat you fairly. They could even be turned over to, but like I said, you know, right now the government is so corrupt. There's nobody to turn anybody over because everything's so dirty that you kind of have to find a place, you know, a smaller maybe boutique hotel, you know, where you are not going to be worked so hard and where you can make a good pay, you know, and that they're not going to force you to do a bad job because they don't want to pay you overtime. That's what I'm seeing with them, is that they want you to finish at 5 because they don't want to pay overtime anymore. It's all the bottom line. It's not about the people that keep the hotel going, you know. So I suggest that I literally, with my remote viewing skills, see that there's 5 positions open right now in different hotels that are not too far away from where you work that would love to have your services. So I would get on the internet right away and start looking at the different hotels, you know, finding them in that parameter that I gave you within a 5-mile radius of where you are, and go ahead and start going to their websites to see, because they have applications on their websites for people to come and work for them and do house cleaning. You know, they have several house cleaning positions, and in one of them it's a manager position, and I don't know if you're interested in managing other people that are going to be doing the house cleaning, but that would be a raise in pay, and you know, and you would be in charge of people, and it would be a better job for you. You will be cleaning rooms anyways. You know, I do see that, you know, you may have to, part of the manager's job there is that if a person doesn't show up, you need to cover that. You need to cover their time, you know,
their
and their
shift,
rooms that they've been assigned. Exactly. You know, and you know all about that. You've been doing this for a while, so you're very familiar with it, and you are management material. So I would encourage you to do that.
Oh,
and they won't overwork you.
Thank you so much, because
you're welcome.
So, like, I'm glad you said that about it's before overtime. So that's good to know.
It is. They don't want to pay anybody overtime. That's why they're trying to force people to finish at 5. You know, so they're just being penny pinching, you know. And I don't know if the owners of that hotel, you know, I don't want to be racist or anything, but, you know, these people have a tendency to be very penny-pinching, you know, and they want to make the big bucks, but they don't want to pay their employees and they don't want to be fair. You know, they're not using the Fair Employee Act. And they could get in a lot of trouble for that. If there's enough of you that complain to, you know, that organization, they would look into it and they could get fined. You know, but it's better if you just walk away from it. You find yourself a much better position and a much better job where you get much better pay and you don't have to work so hard than to stay there, you know, till they fire you because you didn't finish at 5 p.m. And they will start doing that with people and they'll have a big turnover, which is really a stupid decision in management, in my opinion, you know, because they have some really good people working for them that they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Like you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. My pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Take care. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome. Take care. Call in anytime. Let's take our final call of the afternoon here for Sonic 918 area code, Oklahoma. Can we get your first name? You're on the air. We can't hear you, though. Are you there? I guess not. Okay. Well, there you go. Poof. So, Sonic, please give out your contact information best
sure.
People can reach you.
Sure. So, and I will tell everybody, because everybody, I can feel people going, how much does she charge a minute? I'm only $2 a minute, you guys. Most websites that I work on, and I do work on psychic websites, are charging $5 a minute, and I'm $2 a minute, you know. So I'm pretty reasonable. The way that people can get a hold of me is my website, which is Sonic. All you have to do is type in SonicNova, all one word, .net. And that'll take you to my page. It's really simple. And there it has my email, my contact information. I even have a click for advisor button where people can click on it, you know, pay for their session in advance, and they can get me right away and make a, you know, do a session with me. And it's, again, you know, it's $2 a minute. So that's pretty inexpensive
great.
For what I do. Yeah.
Right.
And I do
it
all
is.
Kinds of things.
Right, you do a
I
lot.
I do sessions that, yeah, and mm-hmm. I do, you know what, Mike, I don't separate the sessions unless people specify that, okay? But if people mm-hmm. go and come in for an all-inclusive session, we could do a little bit of mediumship, we could do a little bit of healing session, we could do a little bit of, you know, remote viewing of their job, their relationship. Most of my clients are relationship-related or mediumship, you know, or all those different things. So, you know, pretty much it's like $2 a minute, and that's, you know, I'm very quick, as you can see. You know, it takes me like a millisecond to tune in and bring in the information. So I'm not wasting I'm not going to sit there for 5 minutes and go, you know, it's like you're going
right.
to get immediate information. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're great. Very good. I was just thinking this whole time we were talking. Have you ever been on Coast to Coast AM?
Nope, I haven't.
Okay.
Actually, I haven't been invited on Coast to Coast.
Okay.
I should.
Well,
most people
should.
Say I should because I'm so knowledgeable and I have
yes.
so much to offer. But, you know, that hasn't occurred.
I used to listen to that
you
show
to,
before I... Before I started my own show, I used to listen to it every night, especially with Art Bell, who started it, and he
yes.
talked about so many of these things that you do, and I just,
right.
somehow, your voice and what you do, I thought you were on one of his previous shows. Cause
no, and actually, you know,
right
actually,
in.
It's interesting, because when I lived in Vegas is right at the mm-hmm. time when Art Bell was retiring, and I didn't meet him in person.
You did.
And he looked
huh?
up, you know, I did. I met him in person. We were in Vegas at a big convention, and, you know, he was retiring from doing Coast to Coast, but he said, I wish, you know, if I wasn't retiring, I'd love to have you on my show. And I said, well, too bad you're retiring, and have a nice retirement. And
yeah.
that was that.
Because he
but
lives
yeah.
out there in Pahrump,
he does.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lives, you know. And I lived there, too, for 2.5 years, so we did cross paths. But then when George
right.
Norrie took over, it kind of took a different, you know, the whole show kind of moved in a different direction.
Yeah,
so.
It became very corporate, very...
Exactly.
I don't, yeah.
Yep.
It's
yep.
I interviewed George Norrie, which, you know, I think
oh, cool.
he's does great too, but Art was just the king of it. He was he was just awesome.
He was phenomenal. Uncovering things, and he was definitely fringe. You know, I was surprised that he was there for so long because he did. He walked on the fringe in terms of,
right.
you know, sharing information with people that the government didn't want them to share, and you know, certain things that I know. You know, I know there was threats on his life and stuff like that, and that's probably part of the reason of why he retired.
Yeah, because he actually came out of retirement recently, but then there was some more threats on his life, is what the story is posted, and he went back into retirement. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he has some critical information that they don't want to have the masses hear and be exposed to, you know. And nowadays, like I said, it's a sea of glass. All you have to do is do a little bit of research on the internet, you know, do a search, do some YouTube searching and you know, search in your heart if that resonates as a truth for you, you know, from the fake stuff. And pretty soon you find out what they're trying to hide, you know.
Yeah,
The Chinese say, we live in very interesting times. And there's a curse and there's a blessing in that, you know.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I thoroughly have enjoyed it and look forward to the weekly shows with you very much. So thanks for coming on for your first show. And we'll see you next week. So
thanks.
Great week.
All right.
Okay.
You too.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Bye,
you
everybody.
Too. Bye. All right. That's Sonic Nova to the show. That was fantastic. Really enjoyed that very much. And, I will be back live here with Julie in 1 hour. So call back in, connect back to the show. Have a great Thursday afternoon, and we will talk to you soon.